Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have a special guest, Maria Shaw. She is a YouTuber and Pythoneer. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm super happy to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. We've been talking about it for a while.
Yes, we have.
It's finally happening.
I know, it's amazing. So tell everyone, what is a pythoneer?
So first of all, let's start with what is Python.
Yes.
It sounds like a snake, but mm-hmm. It is actually the best programming language in the world. Mm. I might be a bit biased. I'm not sure. But since I'm a Pythoneer, I have to introduce it to you.
Yes.
Now, Pythoneer is basically a distortion of the word Pythonista, which is how we call girls that are programming with Python. I kind of made it up.
Okay, but you're a software programmer?
Yes, I'm a software developer. Mm-hmm. I live here on the mountain, which is really, really cool.
It is amazing.
I have a YouTube channel called Python Simplified, and I explain this amazing programming language in simple terms. And in addition, we're also talking about artificial intelligence and computer science principles.
Yes, and I love your channel, even though I don't know too much about computer science and that sort of stuff, but it's still interesting to see, and I do learn a little bit each time, right? So, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, and then let's talk about pythons, the snake. So, yes, I got the question. Are you afraid of snakes?
Very much so.
Oh, okay.
Yes. They empower you when you know, like, when you feel comfortable with them, I'm sure, but they're just so slimy and so weird. I don't like the real pythons, no.
Right, just the computer pythons.
Yes.
Okay, amazing. All right, now let's start with your accent. I hear a beautiful accent. Where are you from?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, well, I'm from many, many places. Mm-hmm. It depends which point in time. So yes. I was born in Crimea back many, many years ago.
Yes.
My family immigrated to Israel when I was six.
Yes.
And as soon as I finished my military service, the first thing I've done is getting a ticket, flying to Canada, and here I am.
Yes, and we're going to talk about one of the songs that you picked. Tell me about Miyagi and Andy Panda.
So there are an incredible band that is basically doing some, brace for it. It's mm-hmm. Russian traditional reggae.
Mm.
It's something that nobody else in the world is doing.
Wow.
Which is incredible. And very often when I play their music, my friends are asking me, Maria, what language is that? Like, yeah. I cannot understand, right?
Yeah.
But it's very, very, it's a very, very exciting band. And I think that a lot of folks here in SFU will enjoy listening to it.
Yes, this one's called Tantra on CJSF.
Костром замирали взгляды, ты лакомый кусок на виду фауны. Естество манило звездопадами, готовы были волками в это луны. По
ваша манера навыдумывать правду допивала холодом суть глубины. Вы возомнили о себе, что не надо, нарушая суетою гладь тишины. Человек наградит себя сам, да, пониманием до потока постичь. Как и говорил, каждый сам себе санта, себя наказали, себя надо простить. Надо вывозить до последнего раунда, от этого гонева нам надо валить. Дура голова, моя музыка тантра, моя музыка тантра.
That was so good.
Yeah, I'm so happy you liked it.
So good. Okay, so since you've grew up in all these different countries, how many languages do you speak?
So not counting the programming languages, I speak three.
Three, okay.
I speak Russian, Hebrew, and English, and I understand a little bit of Ukrainian.
Oh, okay.
It depends on how expressive the person I'm talking with.
Oh, okay, excellent. Okay, and when did you get into metal?
Wow. Well, I guess just like everyone, it happens in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You feel alone, you feel lonely, you feel like you don't belong, and then you find the beautiful world of heavy metal.
Yes.
Now, considering the fact that I used to listen to Britney Spears when I was a kid,
right?
Like predominantly Britney Spears.
Okay.
My entire closet was pink. It was quite the transition for my parents.
Right. Yes.
It was hard to explain them how it happened.
Oh, okay.
But once you go metal, it's very hard to go back.
Right. And then tell me how you discovered Nightwish.
So I believe they were not on the on the first wave of of metal bands that I've listened to, and I'm trying to remember it. But I was really involved in singing. I was really writing music. I was in a heavy metal band as a kid.
No way.
Yeah.
What? What is this band? Tell me.
It's the name is Demented.
Demented.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Oh my goodness. Someone has to. Yeah. Do you still have some music?
I do, but I don't want to share it.
Oh, okay.
I was just 14. Have some mercy.
Okay.
But in order to learn how to sing and how to carry myself on stage and to take some non-official lessons, I listened a lot to Nightwish. They have a vocalist.
Yes.
She. Well, they used to have a vocalist who was a opera singer, Tarja. And I've watched a lot of her live performances, kind of traced her, and in hopes of learning a bit from her. So this is how I found out about them.
Amazing. And you picked the song Dark Chest of Wonders. You said this one was your favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Nightwish, they actually came to Vancouver in 2015, and I seen them play. So that was an amazing show. And let's hear some Nightwish right now.
Once I had a dream, this is it.
Man, that was so epic. And Maria was singing. Well,
I was attempting.
That's right. Anyways, we're going to get to a break, and we'll get to some announcements of what's happening around town after this.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
That's right. We have all kinds of show here on CJSF. And yeah, Wandering Rhythms is one of them. Okay, now let's get to some announcements. And Maria's going to help me out here. So what's happening around town?
Carnival del Sol 2023 is happening July 8th and 9th at David Lamb Park, which is very, very exciting.
It is, yes.
If you like fireworks, the Honda Celebration of Lights is happening July 29th, featuring the Philippines.
Woohoo!
Yay! And tonight, which is very, very interesting, there is a rock and roll party at the fabulous Roxy Cabaret at 8 p.m. with Heyoka's Mirror, Bobby's Cane, and Rock Voodoo. So don't miss your chance to get your tickets at eventbrite.ca and do it now.
All right, here's Bobby's Cane with Focus on CJSF.
Thank you.
Nice. Bobby's Cane, yo. And who did you say they sounded like?
Kings of Leon.
Right? Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about your cat.
I'd love to.
Yes. Oh, but first of all, how did you get into the computer world?
So basically, when I was 12, mm-hmm. I finally got a stable internet connection mm-hmm. That didn't require my parents disconnecting the phone and stuff. We actually had good Wi-Fi.
Oh, yeah.
And as a result, I discovered the beautiful world of the internet. Mm-hmm. Back then, it was still the wild, wild west. Yes. You could find anything you were looking for. And what I was looking for is, how can I build websites? Mm-hmm. I found it very, very interesting. And all the information was there. The hosting was free. Mm-hmm. So any 12-year-old could build the website of their dream.
Wow.
And in fact, I built my website of my dreams, which mm-hmm. was bubblegum ice cream.
Bubblegum ice cream, yo.
Guess which color the entire website
pink
was.
And blue?
You got it. Unicorns everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I love it already.
Yeah. So this is how I started with computers. Mm-hmm. But for a very long time, I kind of I moved to a different direction. Mm-hmm. I found graphic design very, very interesting. Mm. And this entire artistic and creative workflow is what I pursued for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that, hey, there is so much creativity with code. Mm. It doesn't have to be things that we are drawing and are visual, but mm-hmm. we can be very creative with how we build our software, mm-hmm. which for normal people sounds boring. But right. if you are in computer science,
yes.
you're going to love it.
Oh, yes. they're nodding their head on the side, listening to the radio. They're like, yes.
I'm sure.
Okay. While you're doing YouTube videos, your cat comes and visits you and hops on your keyboards.
He, in fact, is my manager.
Oh, he's manager. Okay. What is your cat's name?
His name is Neo, just like the one from The Matrix, Keanu
Neo.
Reeves.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
He's the one. We actually adopted him back in Edmonton.
Oh, right.
About 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And ever since, he's like a child in the end of the day. Like, I do call him, I call him a manager and stuff like that, but
yes.
he still requires my attention. He needs a belly rub and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, he appears in all my business meetings, on all my videos. He's usually sitting in the back.
Oh, yes.
I try to hide him with my back, but it doesn't always work.
No.
Oh,
okay. All right. Does Neo do any tricks?
Well, you know, I don't think so.
No.
Eating is not a trick.
Right.
Otherwise, he'd be an expert.
Okay. No shake a paw. No, none of that. Okay.
Well, you know what? If you hold a snack, a treat in front of him, he will do whatever you need.
Really?
But it requires a snack.
Oh, I see. All right. Sounds good. All right. And we're going to get to the BCSPCA promo, and we'll be back with more Maria.
Hey there, little buddy. Are you lost? No, it doesn't seem like there's a tag on you, nor any markings. Are you a stray? Oh, you poor thing. Are you injured? I better bring you into the SPCA. They'll know what to do. Every day, pets are lost and found astray on our busy streets. Most animals belong in the neighborhoods in which they are found, and their guardians may be out looking for them. If you think you have found a lost animal, report the animal as found to the BCSPCA and let them know if you are willing to hold on to the animal until the guardian comes forward. If you're unable to hold on to the animal, please contact our BCSPCA Provincial Call Center at 1-855-622-7722 for direction on where to take the animal.
All right. So do you like dogs too?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sure. Not in my house, but generally, I love them. Somebody else takes care of them. I'm fine.
All right. Now, tell me about when you first came to Canada. So it was Edmonton?
Yes. I came to Edmonton for a visit. You know, there's Banff, there's beautiful Lake Louise. I wanted to see the world. Mm. I just finished my military service. It was important for me to, you know, get a nice break mm-hmm. somewhere else. And basically, when I came to Edmonton, I wasn't planning to stay. It wasn't my intention.
Mm-hmm.
I was planning to go to Los Angeles, become a very famous musician.
Nice.
and things things have happened.
Yes.
Very good things have happened.
Oh, good.
I met my spouse, Mario.
Yes.
Mario and Maria.
Yes, it's a match.
Yeah, and he was also immigrating to Canada, and we fell in love and ended up staying here. Now we're Canadian citizens after all this time.
Amazing.
But it's funny because in Israel, we live 1 hour away from each other. Our families, they still live 1 hour away from each other.
Wow.
But we met in West Edmonton Mall.
What a coincidence.
Insane. Yes. It must be destiny.
Yes. And I love that you're in Canada because I feel like you kind of like, you love I loved your shirt that you wore that says Canadian A. Yeah. What did it say? It said something.
On the A team.
Yeah, she's on the A team, yo. Yeah. Okay. And you have a song picked out for Mario. Which one?
Yes, I'd like to dedicate it to him, even though it's not a song that is romantic, but his favorite rapper sings it, his favorite musician. The song is called Cutthroat, and it's by Tyson James.
There's a search for answers today after tragedy strikes a music festival in Texas.
8 people now confirmed dead. They were crushed in a crowd surge while rapper Travis Scott performed at the Astroworld Music Festival.
You think your music is to blame?
I mean, no. I'm a man of God.
Okay. I heard they selling their souls, satanic imagery at all they shows, upside down crosses on all of their clothes. He gonna give you the fame, you gonna pay what you're owed, you gonna pay what you sold. It's a dotted line and you don't wanna sign that. You saw a dollar sign and you just trying to buy that. I'ma preach Christ in the live chat. I'ma fight back and I bet the devil like that, psych. Let it burn 21 candles. When you gonna learn Baphomet up on the mantle? You kill a chicken, get the blood from the mammal. I got the real blood, homie, you don't wanna battle. You made your bed and now you got sleep. You're so deaf and now you're gonna reap. There's a price on your head and it was steep. But you were misled, get in line with the sheep.
I don't care what they say, I don't care what they pay. They will never own me. I don't care about the fame, I don't care about my name. And if you ever know me, you don't need my name in the lights. I dare you come take all my rights. I plant the seed and the berry is ripe. I'm gonna reap, I'm in deep, I don't care, cause I married this life. I took an oath, I sealed it with blood, and the blood did not come from a goat. Is that real blood? I hold up my end at the bargain, I'm doing the most. You feel like giving up, my job is to give you hope. Jesus won all of the gun smoke. He coming and he gonna be cutthroat.
People, they would do whatever it takes to make your way up top and get the views like the big names. Don't be confused, they abuse people to get things, and you consume every fume even when it's fake. I've been cleansed by the blood of the lamb, and now they wonder, do you really need a gun in your hand? And maybe you could cut them up, but people don't understand. Evil cooking covers the land, I'm not stuttering then. I'm gonna blast away, don't believe in a masquerade. Got you wearing a mask, don't even ask, playing a masquerade, huh? Don't act, do the fast, give it a man of praise. Leave them shocked by these waves like manta rays.
I've been doing this for God, you're consuming, it's quite odd. We'll move if no one applauds. Say, follow us and have no cause, but do we not? Oh, no.
I don't care what they say, I don't care what they pay. They will never own me. I don't care about the fame, I don't care about my name. And if you ever know me, you don't need my name in the lights. I dare you come take all my rights. I plant the seed and the berry is ripe. I'm in the reap, I'm in deep, I don't care, cause I married this life. I took an oath, I sealed it with blood, and the blood did not come from a goat. Is that real blood? I hold in my end at the bargain, I'm doing the most. You feel like giving up, my job is to give you hope. Jesus won all of the gun smoke. He coming and he gonna be cutthroat.
Yeah, yeah. We're back. Okay, and what do you love about Vancouver?
What's not to love about Vancouver? Mm-hmm. The entire region is the most beautiful place that I've ever seen in the world. Mm. And the best part is everything is 5 minutes away from you. And when I say everything, I mean all the beautiful lakes, all the beautiful hikes, all the mountains and all the adventures you can find. And what I really, really enjoy is you could walk in the middle of what seems to be a forest.
Yes.
Like completely in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
But you're actually inside Burnaby.
Right.
You know, like right. A big, big city.
Yes.
Which is something that I've never seen anywhere else before.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Edmonton, if you go to a park, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty far away from where you live.
Right, yes. Yeah. And here everything's like right there. Yeah,
everything is
there. So tell me about some of your hikes. Where have you gone? Like,
I think that there is this hike that I keep thinking about. I never finished it, mm-hmm. but it's still in my mind. Okay. It is the chief in Squamish.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's it. They've got a few different levels, I think, right?
So, yeah, we got to the first level mm-hmm. and we gave up. Okay. So we were not prepared for it at all. When we went to this hike, mm-hmm. We went for a nice walk in the nature.
Yes.
and we didn't know that it's going to be all about stairs and we will climb such a steep mountain.
It just kept going. Yeah, steeper and steeper, that one. Yes, I've done that one. And it's, yeah. Yeah, the climbing, kind of surprised me as well.
For sure. Yeah. So this one I'm going to have to attempt again. Mm-hmm. This is kind of the one that got away.
Yes.
But generally, there are beautiful, beautiful hikes all around Port Moody.
The
Port Moody area, mm-hmm. right where Bunsen Lake is and mm-hmm. right where White Pine Beach is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely incredible.
Amazing. Okay, now let's talk about Charlotte Cardin. How did you hear her?
So at first, I had no idea she's Canadian. Mm-hmm. I was thinking she's this French artist from Europe.
Yes.
And I was really enjoying her music. And then when I found out that she's from here, from Montreal, uh-huh. I was shocked.
Wow.
I started listening to all her songs. I discovered her a little bit more mm-hmm. than, just on the surface. And right now, she's one of my most favorite artists.
Right.
She's independent, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
She's doing everything on her own, mm-hmm. And I have a lot of respect for that.
Yes. And you said you know a little bit of French. Give it to me.
I can pretend like I speak very good French.
Oh, oui. All right. And this song's called Main Girl.
I'm the call at one, but you just wanna visit. I'm the call for some kind of like an exit. To your main girl. I'm the call at two, but I know you never ask. Cause I've been the one you assume will last. Past your main girl. Now I'm just a pretty face. Who can help you? Just a pretty face. Baby, come and walk my way. Who's your main girl? Who's your main girl? Who's your main girl? When it comes to four, I'm not there anymore. I'm in Technicolor painting line before your main girl. Your main girl, this insane world. So now I'm just a pretty face. Who can help you? Just a pretty face. Who can help you? Get your shit together. Understood me all along. I risk no gain, and I'm a fool to love the pain. Don't leave me
Thank you so much for tuning in and visiting the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Our special guest is Maria Shah.
Yes.
Okay, and she is a YouTuber, so I want to ask her for some YouTube tips. So for people starting out at YouTube, like, how did you start?
So I was looking for work. I wasn't looking to start a channel. Mm-hmm. I was switching careers right as the pandemic hit. Mm-hmm. And nobody wanted to hire junior developers. Mm-hmm. I was switching from graphic design to software development. Mm-hmm. So I thought that maybe if I'll start a nice channel and I'll show my extremely well presentational skills, some potential employers may give me a nice chance. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's going to give me a nice advantage.
Yes.
When I'm applying for jobs. And somehow people found out about this channel and really enjoyed it and started sharing it. And even now I'm not really marketing much.
Right.
I'm barely on social media. Uh-huh. It's fantastic how I see my colleagues spend a lot of time, spend a lot of effort advertising their stuff everywhere around the web. And I end up with an incredible audience that does it for me.
Amazing.
Very proud of it.
Yay. Yes. So anyone starting out on YouTube, I notice you have some amazing lighting. So
thank
let's
you.
Talk about the lights. What do you use for lighting?
It's a $30 Amazon regular light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those rings, is it?
Yep, one of those rings. And in the middle, it has a stand. So essentially, when you're starting a YouTube channel, you don't really need to have the best equipment in the world. Mm-hmm. Don't try to compare yourself to large-scale channels, right? Because you would see someone like Linus Tech Tips, mm-hmm. right? It's a very, very popular channel here in Vancouver as well.
Yes.
And you would see their videos, and you assume that your videos should look the same.
Right.
But Linus Tech Tips, they have a very big team of professionals.
Of course,
each of them is a professional in their own field.
Right.
One of them is good at lighting. The other one is really, really good at sound.
Yeah.
So it's not a one-person operation.
Mm-hmm.
So don't try to be like them.
Right.
My best tip that I can give to anyone who has a YouTube channel or who's planning to have a YouTube channel, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a terrible tip because it's pretty obvious, but this is the most difficult thing, at least for me,
mm-hmm.
Since I started this channel, because you always try to be like somebody else. Mm-hmm. You always see someone, you like what they do,
right.
and you see that they get more views, they get more attention,
mm-hmm.
but if you'll be like them, you lose everything.
Yes.
Everything special about you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your audience can see it.
Right.
They can see that you're not being genuine.
Ah.
So be yourself. Don't aim too high. Aim for what you are capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, improve a little bit.
Right.
You don't have to have huge improvements mm-hmm. in every single video.
Right.
But your audience will appreciate it over time. So I'll give you me as an example.
Yes.
My first few videos, I did not even have a camera. Nobody's seen how I look like. Everyone just heard my voice, my thick Russian accent.
What? Really? Your first?
Yeah, my first few videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're nothing. Just
audio.
Screenshots.
Oh, screenshots.
Audio.
And that's it.
Yeah, a screenshot of my computer. That's it.
Oh, I see.
Later on, I found out how I can turn my phone
mm-hmm.
into a camera.
Right. And that's what I'm using. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can transmit directly from my phone into my computer, and I can record it at the same time
mm-hmm.
using software like OBS Studio, which is free.
Okay.
So you don't need to have a big investment. Try something,
mm-hmm.
see if it works.
Yes.
If you have some incredible advices to give in whichever field you're an expert in, go ahead, try it. Maybe you'll find your niche.
Mm-hmm.
But YouTube has a really nice recommendation algorithm.
Yes.
So if you're starting on YouTube, and even if you're not advertising anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
you might be able to grow your audience just through YouTube's recommendation system.
Okay. And there's something in your videos that I really like that I'm drawn to is your microphone. It's got lights on it. and I love lights. So tell me where you got your microphone.
It's a HyperX RGB microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I think also Amazon.
Amazon.
You'd be surprised how many Amazon deliveries we get.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds amazing. Yes. Okay, cool. So we're going to play this song called Marina Maximilian's Hurricane. Tell me about this lady.
So this is probably my favorite singer,
mm-hmm.
all-time favorite singer.
Of all time.
She has an amazing voice, and she've made attempts in the past to become famous worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how it didn't work. I have no idea how she's not in every single radio station and every single show. But she found her niche in Hebrew, in Israel. Mm. She's also an immigrant. She also immigrated to Israel from somewhere in Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming Ukraine or Russia somewhere. Mm-hmm. And she was featured in, how do you call this show, this talent show that you come and sing? Yeah. A Star is Born
type of show. Yeah.
And ever since I've heard her voice, and it was like 20 years ago, maybe, it was a very long time ago. Ever since I heard her voice, I fell in love. And this song that you guys are about to hear is the best song in the world, period.
Let's hear it.
Take me as far as it can get. Of regret, please take me to that place again. Take me where stiff becomes velvet, our clothes are soaking wet. Please take me to that place again, the place we all know.
Yeah, so that one kind of reminded me of the Celine Dion kind of feel, kind of vibe. Yes.
She's definitely a diva.
The diva, exactly. Okay, so yeah, we only have a few minutes here. And what were we going to talk about? We're going to talk about...
The things I didn't want to talk about.
Yes.
sitting on a couch watching TV.
Exactly. What are you watching these days? Yes.
And I'm warning you, if you watch a single episode, you'll be addicted. So this is a disclaimer.
Okay? Yeah, no worries.
I am really into Gold Rush. I think I watched almost all the seasons. I'm down to the last season, and I cannot stop because it's incredible. It is a reality show about gold mining.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, not gold mining of, you know, regular people. It's a gold mining of professionals.
Oh.
So heavy-duty machinery, heavy-duty equipment, how to get some claims and grounds in the Yukon. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. You are learning a profession as you're watching. So I'm entirely addicted. I can't stop.
Okay. So that's what's happening with Maria these days. Okay.
It's my dark secret.
Yes. All right. Now, if people want to watch your show, where could they go on YouTube?
So just type Python Simplified on YouTube and you're going to find me right away.
Right.
It's not something that a lot of people type, I'm assuming.
Right, yeah.
So all roads lead to Rome. You can find me on my website, which is pythonsimplified.org. You can find me on Twitter at MariaShah888 or MariaSimplified, and also on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
It's MariaShah888, I believe.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Maria, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, and we're going to end with Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. This is a cover by Leave Those Kids Alone. And I believe some of the members are from Ontario, so they are Canadian. The next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up, so stay tuned for that. And we'll catch you all next week. Bye!
The problem's plain to see. Too much technology. Machines to save our lives. Machines dehumanize.
Deal with the devil.